Well, we bumped into him in the Tabcorp Marquee down there at Fabulous Flemington.
No, you did.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, you did, Jimmy.
I think he had little knowledge about what was about to blow up with the Dapto Dogs, the Dapto Agricultural and Horticultural Society. Or maybe he did. He joins us on the line now, Tony Mestrov from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. G'day, Tony.
Morning, Jimmy. How are we? Good, boys?
Yeah, yes, well. Can you get to the heart of what is at stake here? What's the issues with Dapto Agricultural and Horticultural Society from Greyhound Racing's point of view?
Yeah, sure, mate. I think from our position, personally, when I jumped off the plane from Melbourne yesterday, I was just blindsided by this. So were the participants. It's unlawful. It's in contrary to the club's constitution. As far as we're concerned, you know, we were negotiating with Dapto. The 14 TAB clubs who registered with Greyhound New South Wales had signed the funding agreement after a process of consultation and negotiation, and the only club that hadn't signed was Dapto. And, you know, obviously we're still going through the process. I raised some serious questions about the administration reporting process of the club's accounts, and that information wasn't forthcoming. And I think that triggered what happened yesterday, and I'll get to the bottom of it today.
Right. How confident a solution can be reached, Tony, and will this drag out?
But this won't drag out. Obviously, you know, from a GRNSW point of view, we support racing at Dapto 100%, and we need to keep racing at Dapto. I've been in contact. I'm down now in Wollongong. I've been on the phone and met with participants, and they're right behind GRNSW. We want to continue racing there. This won't be a long and drawn-out process. I'll have some strong statements to say at the 10 a.m. Yep. press conference. I'm going to be at the Dapto Greyhound Racing Club with participants. You know, I got calls last night all over New South Wales from participants asking me to do something and fix it, and I'm going to.
Tony, two-pronged question. One, is this all about the fact that they don't want to budge from the Thursday night? And two, how come we see the chairperson, Noel Leslie, get rolled out? Where is the people really behind the scenes, your CEOs, et cetera, down there at Dapto?
Well, honestly, Dave, they're nowhere, right? And to be honest, yesterday, I mean, we rolled out the chair. He says a one-minute statement and won't answer any questions. I'll be standing at Dapto Race Club today and I'll answer any questions. And I'll have a strong statement to put out. And it's for us, Greyhound Race New South Wales, it's not about the race dates. So just to go through the process, we discuss with clubs every June around the race dates for the next June to July year. Now, we discuss with Dapto the possibility of moving from Thursday because they weren't getting nominations on Thursday night. The nominations were poor. So we discussed the possibility of moving to another night to better Greyhound Racing New South Wales return and also the Dapto Club's return. And they used that as a vehicle and I think as an excuse. I mean, we haven't even started negotiating the rates dates until June next year. So I don't know where they've actually got it from. It's actually untrue. So I find that really poor on the club's behalf. I just think it's an excuse.
Tony, knowing that you are in negotiations, or that maybe they've broken down now, how would you best describe the management and governance of Dapto Dogs over the last 3 or 4 years?
I actually think it's an absolute debacle. And, you know, everyone knows where Greyhound Racing has come from 3 years ago. We can't go back there. Governance and financial reporting has to be at the premium of everything we do. We've worked with clubs over the last year to ensure clubs are financial, clubs have got the best governance in place they can to move forward in the industry. This is just the wrong message. As the Greyhound Racing New South Wales entity, we can't allow this to happen, not only for the participants, but for all our contractual agreements, particularly with Sky and others. So I'll be making a really strong statement today at 10 o'clock. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to move heaven and earth to get the race meeting up tonight.
Yep.
I've spoken to the participants. They're keen to race. And then we're just going to move forward.
And what about the ramifications? Because it sounds like a certain section, or it sounds like the club's gone off, or there's been a decision made without the consultation of you guys and other participants that are fully behind you. What ramifications are we...
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, there was no consultation with members. I've spoken to quite a number of members, so it's they're different to the participants. So I've spoken to the members. They weren't consulted at all. Greyhound Racing New South Wales wasn't consulted at all. I got a phone call and a message before I jumped on the plane yesterday in Melbourne from Katrina Novak, which was, you know, 15 minutes or so before their announcement, which is just not good enough. And what I'm saying, what we're saying at Greyhound Racing New South Wales is this isn't good enough. We're not going to tolerate it.
What measures are open to Greyhound Racing New South Wales, indeed, if state government wants to get involved, to put in place, well, dismiss the existing Agricultural and Horticultural Society and put in place, for want of a better term, a more compliant management group?
Well, look, at the, you know, we're looking at all options at the moment without, you know, saying anything distinct this morning. As I said, I'll have more to say at 10 o'clock. But we're looking at all our options. That's all I'm going to say, that, you know, we have got a number of those. And it's in the best interest of Greyhound Racing in New South Wales and our participants. Our job is to provide racing, and we're going to do that.
Last one from me, Tony. They put out a statement yesterday, and they said that it employs 15 regular casual employees. Are they in danger of losing their positions?
Well, not from a Greyhound Racing New South Wales perspective. We've called those casual staff, yep, and we've asked them to work tonight, and they're keen to work again. I'm not sure what arrangement the society has with them now moving forward, but I've guaranteed them their jobs, and I think that's only fair. And part of the industry is that, you know, there's so many jobs out there provided by the industry, and I'm here to protect those people. So our racing department have reached out to those people and say, we're going ahead tonight and moving forward. So I think that's really important to guarantee those people their jobs.
Well, Tony, I hope you're back to winner at the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday. And I think what's even more intriguing, I wonder whether you can back a winner at Dapto tonight.
You will. You will.
I appreciate it, Jimmy. Thanks, mate. I had a... obviously, it was a great cup day, and look, this is part of it. This is part of the reform of the industry. You know, there's a lot of people behind the organisation, and look forward to the press conference this morning at 10.
Good on you, Tony.
Thank you, guys.